From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
She's always been. Have you ever once considered how she looks to other men?
Prior to his election to statewide office, the name Bobby Lee Trammell was known only to the most exacting of rockabilly fans, though Trammell continued to record well past the late 1950s rockabilly boom. You Stand a Chance of Losing What You Got, Heard Here, was recorded by Trammell in 1973 and written by Bill Rice of Datto in Clay County with his longtime partner Jerry Foster. Bobby Lee Trammell was raised in Craighead County. He got his start in California in the 1950s after being picked up by White County native Faber Robeson. Robeson was an agent and label owner who worked with fellow Arkansasers Floyd Kramer, as well as Johnny Horton and Jim Reeves. Robeson also worked with the Browns of Sparkman. Maxine Brown accuses Robeson of blackmail and other sins in her 2005 autobiography. Unlike with most of his clients, the relationship between Robeson and Bobby Lee Trammell seemed less troubled. Robeson sold Trammell's contract without incident in 1959.
Well, I said, now, baby, late last night, I said, now, honey, are you satisfied? She turned around, and this is what she said. Honey, I'll be loving you till you're dead.
From the beginning, others saw potential in Bobby Lee Trammell. Carl Perkins encouraged him to audition for Sun Records, but Trammell split for the West Coast. There, after being steered into a ballroom residency gig by fellow Arkansas Lefty Frizzell, he signed with BB native Faber Robeson's Faber Records. Within the month, Trammell's first single was issued.
Love!
Bobby Lee Trammell established himself as a physical and unpredictable performer. A concert incident in Canada saw Trammell hospitalized after a female fan choked him with his own necktie. Through the 1960s and 1970s, Trammell continued to record unsuccessfully for several labels, including Atlantic, Hot, Santo, Sims of Nashville, Tennessee, and Joe Lee's Alley Records of Jonesboro, in Trammell's native Craighead County. Datto's Bill Rice co-produced the session heard here at Memphis's High Studios in 1973.
Cause my heart sorrow-bound. Without you, what's life worth? I may drown myself in these little drops of her.
In the 1980s, rockabilly music had a comeback, particularly in Europe, with package tours of performers old and new. But a 1984 festival incident in Holland saw Trammell break his wrist, dismounting a piano onto which he'd jumped. It ended the show, and any thoughts Trammell might have had about an international comeback of his own. After a lifetime of chasing pop stardom, Bobby Lee Trammell embarked on another difficult career path, politics. Here, Trammell found success. From 1997 to 2002, Trammell served in the Arkansas House of Representatives. Prior to that, he'd been on the Craighead County Quorum Court. As state rep, Trammell focused on methamphetamine addiction in his district. As a politician, Trammell downplayed his time as a musician, much less as a chaos-generating rockabilly wild man who'd been blacklisted by DJs and club owners alike. Bobby Lee Trammell died February 1, 2008, at his home in Jonesboro. The Associated Press mentioned Trammell's musical background before his political history, noting that Trammell's, quote, gyrating performances excited fans and alienated performers, unquote. Bobby Lee Trammell was 74. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Arkansas Songs is a production of KUAR and Experiment Station Studios. Associate producer is Keith Merks. For more information, go to arkansongs.org. Arkansas Songs, since 1999.